Hello guys, it's another episode of season 3 on Melon Sugar Podcast. And as always, it's me, your host Gedo, and I'm here with
Delali.
So this is episode 2, and now we're bringing it back to back. We hope you enjoyed the last episode on sports, so we wanted to do a couple of new things, just experiments, and we are liking the feedback and everything. So on today, without wasting my time, we wanted to dive into a topic that is the mental state of a person. So a lot of people around the world sometimes tend to question their mental health or their mental mind. So basically, the mental state the mental property is just a state of mind of a person. So it's the person's ability to like think, reason, have concise take concise decisions, be well, and a lot more. So I think it's basically just you, the normal person, you being there, you being around people and all that. So I guess that's where it is. Delali, what do you have to say about this topic? Because
I think it's a very good topic. Very important.
But for me, I think everyone has a mental issue. I think everyone has a mental issue, irrespective of whatever is happening. Because I think most people's own is not up to like just taking the mess and all that. So what do you have to say?
You are right. As a person, there's always a time in your life where you seem not to be in your right state of mind, you know, where you are second guessing yourself, you feel inadequate.
Yeah,
you get it. So yeah, I don't think there is anyone who is always in their right state of mind.
No,
because you know with how life is, there are going to be times where you would feel something isn't right. It's either you feel inadequate, you feel you're not doing enough, or you feel you are not enough as a person. And which I feel it's very normal. But then it becomes quote unquote abnormal when you dwell so much on it. You get it? Because listen, in as much as you feel or you think you have everything figured out, or you think you should have everything figured out, there are certain things that you can't have it figured out. You get it? And yeah, I feel it's a very good important. It's a very important topic that's worth discussing.
So someone will say, how do I know my mental state? Because for me, if I'm to go over everything that I've learned in, let me say, in uni, in like and what's this class like, we used to have a course, I forgot the name. It was all about like kind of reading your colleague, how your colleague is. So for me, that course I got, let me say, 30 over 100, seriously, because there were people who were able to read me very well, but I wasn't able to read them. And I think one thing that I got to know was that mostly my mood sometimes changes. So I can sometimes just be there and I'll just be in a good mood, and you could see that like the mood that I am in, it has not affected anything, like let me say, negatively. But once a while you just see me just flip-flop. So So I remember one time I used to think, okay, I was having like some deranged situation and all that. So I think when we had that course, I was able to like reanalyze a lot of things about my mental state. And I think for me, one thing that has really, really helped me is to be able to control, like, let me say, my state of mind in a lot of ways. Because a lot of people don't know how to, like, control. I was reading one article in the newspapers, and it was a piece about, let me say, a graduate who just completed uni. He just did his housemanship, and he was just talking about how depressed he got at a certain point in time, even with doing his housemanship and all that. And he actually said his level of consciousness started to arise, his appearance and general behavior started to decline. So he had that thing that his state of mind became so harmful to him, he didn't know what to do. So that brought me about the question I wanted to ask. So how do I know my mental state? Because if you have to go by whatever I just stated now, or even with how our everyday today, you could just sense that there are most things that, like, just like the level of consciousness, appearance and general behavior, speech activity affects, and mood and thoughts and perceptions. This one, you could just say they are not, like, maybe harmful to just change a person's state of mind. Yeah. So what do you have to say about it? Because sometimes, you know, having these topics are more intriguing. It's more deep. So what do you have to say?
You know, so let me share personal experience. Mm. This, you know, so, you know, I resigned from my job last year, November.
Mm.
Then I started my company early this year. So the whole process started late last year. I think I started in December, and then between January, February, everything took off. When I started, like, things were really hard. Like, you know, things haven't really, like, improved so much, but then I think it's better than some months back. When I started, things were hard. Like, listen, getting clients is probably one of the most difficult things. And I think in a way, it affected my mental state.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the point in time, I started thinking, like, second guessing myself, like, yo, did I really make the right choice? Was it right for me to quit my job? Maybe I should have stayed there for a little longer. And it affected me so bad. And then one thing I realized was, I withdrew myself from my family.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember not talking to my sister for like weeks. And then I started reading this book. I forgot the title. So when I was reading the book, and then it almost looked as if whoever wrote the book was narrating what I was going through at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo. So it just hit me at that point, like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? See, I left my hair. My hair was, I left my hair and kept, my hair was bushy. I didn't go to the barber for like 6 months. So you can just imagine, and it was bad. I had to literally, you know, pull myself out of that state. And you know, I feel in modern times what has happened is people or the world in general glorifies depression and whatnot. I feel sometimes an individual has to, you know, come to realize, listen, yes, things are happening to you. You are not getting the best out of yourself, or a lot of things are not working out for you. But then, listen, we live to fight another day. If today didn't work out, there's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You just have to wake up, re-energize, a different strategy. And, you know, take the bull by its horn, hit the road, do something, you know. Personally, so when I came to the realization that, listen, I was going through something, I had to do something myself, because I didn't have the finances to seek for professional help from someone. I can't go through therapy or something, because listen, even going through therapy, you have to pay.
Yeah.
And already my business is suffering. I need money. Mm-hmm. So I had to do something myself. I started reading books. I started exercising. You know, I started talking to people, because personally, I'm not really outgoing. Like, I don't have a lot of friends. So a lot of times I'm all by myself. I had to start socializing. I started making friends. I started talking to people, random people, and you know, yo, it really helped me. It did. You know, the mind is very strong, and you know, it can affect you positively or negatively. A lot of people, there are people who are in the psychiatric, who are battling, who are battling psychologically. Their mental state isn't in the right place at the moment. And some of these people, they are not really mad. They are not totally mad. They just need assistance, or they themselves, you know, have to come to realization that, yo, like, I'm facing something. And sometimes some of these things, you would have to, you know, drag yourself out of it yourself. No one can do it for you. You know, there are some people, that's why there are people who pay so much to them therapists, to their therapist or to a psychologist or something, go through therapy for years and nothing changes. Because a lot of times they don't put in their personal efforts. You need to put in your personal efforts. Yes, your psychiatrist or your psychologist is doing his or her part, but then also you yourself too. What are you really? Are you really putting the work? Are you, you know, trying the efforts to, you know, take yourself out of that state of mind? You get it?
Yeah, but for me, I think paying, like going to a therapist and just paying, is a lame duck solution. Yes, it's a lame duck solution, because most people, I think they're rich, who can afford. But if you are just a middle income person or just a person, just try this trick. You have a phone, start recording, just talk, like, just go inside a room, just talk for like 30 minutes about yourself, what you want to change, what you want to do something. Just play it back to yourself, and I think it works. Because a friend of mine who lives in London, I think his mom died last 2 years, and his just after a month he lost his brother. And one of the things that he said that really, really struck me was, it got to a time he couldn't even, when he just watched the mirror, or even if he sees his reflection, he looks like someone else. So one thing that he told himself was, because for like a whole year, he has not gone out. Can you do that?
Yo. That's wow.
A whole year he has not gone out, and for him, he has that skill. He can just baba himself and all that. He was just indoors. So unfortunately for him, his neighbors got to know. So I think one time they called, I think they said they have one of, they called the police or something, like the mental health line or something. And I think one of them called him, and he was just explaining everything, and close to like 5 hours on the phone. And I'm like, nah, not here, because here no one will even be talking to you for straight 5 hours like that. No one will do that. And he's like, he called, he had the talk and all that, but still it didn't work. So he actually had that brilliant new idea just to sit down, be in a cozy area and just talk. And he was just telling himself whatever he didn't want to hear. I think that's something that really, really worked for him. And for now, if you had to see him, he's not that good or okay, but you could see that he's gone back to how he used to be and all that. And I think sometimes for him, he thought it was just a normal process for him to just go off. So thankfully for him, his mental state was just, I would say it wasn't harmful, or it has not gotten to being so harmful or like extreme. His own was just, he just wanted something to just kick in him. And I think when he got it, he was okay. And I think this thing happens to a lot of people, to maybe our listeners, anyone listening. I think this is one of like the most common thing that really, really happens to people. So I think for me, if you have to ask a mental health advice for me, seriously, I'm not a professional, because for me, what I'll be telling you is just listen to music. Because for me, I'll just say music just heals me, because sometimes I might be just listening to songs that you won't download on your phone, or you won't stream. So sometimes when I'm down or something at work, I can just be streaming and all that. And I think a colleague of mine will just be watching my playlist, and he'll be like, where am I getting this song from? And I'm like, oh yeah, you don't know. But I think one of the artists that I think her music heals is Enya. I don't know if you know Enya.
Enya.
Have you seen the lady that sang? I think most people, they use her songs a lot for like sorrow thing. And I forgot. She has one song that's very, very popular. What's this? It goes like, la da da da, da 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 da, something. It's just like she has that kind of.
Is she Ghanaian?
No, she's not Ghanaian. She's, I think, Norwegian, or I think she'll be Norwegian or Swedish or something. She has that. Oh, her song is quite popular. You sometimes when they are doing that kind of outreach thing, they play her popular songs a lot. Yeah, and for me, I think I never knew she had like other songs. And those are the songs I think really, really help a lot. Because I actually requested that thing, and I just gave it to a friend. And now my friend, now he's just listening to it. So I don't know, you guys, you can just check it out, Enya. So yeah.
And you know, what I've come to realize is, I think the society now puts a lot of pressure on people, you know, especially young people. So you know, you find young people under so much pressure that a lot of times we don't even realize. So before you know, you've snapped. And the funny thing is, it's after you have snapped that people realize that you're going through a lot, which is quite unfortunate. You know, there's this pressure on young people to, you know, to be successful, to be accomplished, you know, with all these things. You know, and it's not easy. That's the thing. People don't realize that it's not easy. My life is very hard. It's very hard.
It's very hard. And it's very, very depressing.
I'm telling you, it's very, you know. So for me, one of the things that actually helped me was prayers. Yo, listen, some way, somehow, I just became prayerful. Like,
really?
I started praying. I'm See, I started praying and it felt so good. Because personally, I haven't really been prayerful for the past years. Yes, I go to church here and there, but I don't really pray like that. Like, sometimes, listen, I used to go like months without really praying. I go to bed, I wake up, that's it. But then I started praying and it felt really good. Like, it felt really good. Like, I pray and then it's like my day is made. Like, I go through the day without stress. And you know, it brought me some level of peace. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it was because I felt well now. My burdens were being taken care of or had been taken care of. I don't know. But then there was something about it that whenever I prayed, I felt at ease. I don't know. People should try that too. Cause for me, it's really helped me. You know how it's like you're carrying your own burdens.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, someone offers to help you. You're carrying some heavy load, and it's more like, oh, bro, let me, you're suffering. Let me help you carry this, and then you offload it, and you know the kind of like peace and ease brings to you. You go like, at long last. That's how it actually felt. Whenever I prayed, I felt really good. I felt at ease. I felt light. I felt like a burden had been lifted off me. And it helped me. You know, people should try that too. Cause for me, it worked for me. And I'm just grateful to God that at least things are not as bad as they used to. You know? People don't realize that your mind is probably like the most important of your entire being, because everything begins from the mind. If the mind isn't in the right state, you can't really do anything, because you won't even feel like it. You get it? And then I just feel sometimes the society would, you know, cut us some slack. They should understand that, like, people are going through it.
Yeah, true. People are going through it, but you should know that sometimes when it gets to some stage, it becomes so exhausting. Seriously, because for me, when I started this podcast, let me say something. When I started this podcast, a lot of things were not, going on. I was having a lot to do at work, and that time I had just finished my national service, so I can just come home and with the stress at work and everything, because you might not know if you will be unemployed, if you'll be employed or whatever. So I think one thing that really, really helped me was when I was having, like, I was going through like the most pivotal part of my life, I was able to just reimagine myself, regain a lot of things. And I think that's something a lot of people are not able to do, because people sometimes find it very, very hard. So they tend to take in like drugs to just keep whatever feeling that they are having, to just let that pain or whatever, that emotion just subdue. But I think for me and you, I think we are very, very lucky, because for us, we are not able to just go to like extreme. Because for me, like, I know my mental health. I know that it's positive, everything is okay, all right. So when I'm even not getting in the right form or something, I make sure I kick in. My brain must work, my brain must stay focused. But a lot of people sometimes find it very, very hard, and that's very, very, very depressing. Like, very, very sad. Very, very sad. Because you can just see it at our workplaces and everywhere. Because for me, at my workplace, there are a lot of people, you know, this person, his or her mental health is not really, really good. Like, a lot of things is going on, but they are very guilty to admit it. And I think the first thing to healing yourself is just admitting you have a sickness. Mental health is a sickness. It's not something that you just, let me say, die or something. Or it's just having, just being real to yourself. You have it. You are not, seriously, we're just identifying it early and just having solutions to it could be better for you, could be better for your friends and family. But people tend to just stick it to themselves. Then when it just evaporates, they don't know what to do, and they are just going about doing all crazy stuff. So,
you know, and then also one thing I've come to realize, the reason a lot of people don't admit it when they are going through psychological emotional trauma is people don't really assess themselves. Personally, a lot of time what I do is I self-assess myself. Like I look at myself, I look at what I have done in the past, you know, in the past month or weeks, what I'm doing now, how my life or my decisions or my actions, you know, have affected people and all that. So I look at all that and I ask myself questions. Yo, are you in the right state of mind? Are you okay? Do you feel productive? You know, all that. People don't do that. You get it? So even when they're going through something, they don't even know. Because, you know, how would you know? If you don't know how you function when you're 100%, how would you know if you're not functioning properly? You get it? I don't know if I'm making sense.
Oh, yeah, you're making sense. Because
if I know when I'm functioning at full capacity, this is how I act or react, then when something is falling short, or when something isn't going right, I would know. I will feel it, because you know you know that it looks as if I don't feel myself. You get it? I don't feel 100%. I don't feel like my usual self. Mm-hmm. You get it? But then people don't do all that. They don't really assess themselves. And be accountable to yourself first.
But you know one thing, that the reason why people are not assessing yourself is because of their stereotypes. Because for me, for some time now, I've been just studying my neighborhood, the kids. So if you see that most of them that have just finished high school or just even entering into college or university, you see they have a mindset of their own. They just want to just go and just relieve that culture, like that Gen Z culture that they are in. You could see. So with that, it comes with real estate engineering your mind, your state. So you could see that for me, I've just noticed something about one guy. He lives like two, three houses from my. He has totally changed. His everything has just changed. His persona non grata or something. I think his medulla oblongata has changed. His behavior has just changed drastically. And he can just talk with you for just like, you can just have a normal conversation with him. Then he just changes, his mood changes. But that person, if you tell him that his mental status is negative, or maybe, hey, sorry, it's positive. He told you that no. He told you that nah, it's not, it's good. But for you, the outsider, just let me say, the third person, just viewing him, you could know that nah, this guy, this person's date is so worrisome. And that's why I think most people around us or around the world are, let me say, having it difficult with their friends, their brothers or something. Yeah.
Yes, it's actually very true. That is very true. And you know, the thing with, especially with this Gen Z people, these kids are crazy. And they don't listen, you know,
they are crazy.
And I find it worrisome. I don't know, but I feel bad for them in a way. Because when you look at the statistics, they are the ones going through the depression. They are the ones going through the depression the most.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they put unnecessary pressure on themselves. Unnecessary pressure. Unnecessary. Like you would find a very young person who is probably still in school, instead of just focusing on being in school, they want to blow. They want to have all the finest things in life. And see, it's not bad. It's not bad when you have everything figured out. When you know where to get your funding from, where. You know, if you have everything figured out and you have a supportive family, that's fine. Oh, but then if you know one, you don't really have any solid support system. Secondly, you have no pressure on you. You have no burden. No one is pressuring you to do the extraordinary. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, go through the trouble of figuring everything out at once. It's a step at a time. These people don't understand that. It's a step at a time.
They just want the trouble for themselves.
They move from step one to ten.
For them, they see that the more the trouble, the more they are able to just relieve their life and everything.
You know. Listen. Advice. For anyone that is going through mental depression or going through some emotional stress, mental stress, listen, relax. Wherever you are right now,
you can't relax.
We are giving you free therapy session. This one is free. You are not paying.
Yeah,
we are giving it to you free because we cherish you and we love you. You understand? So this one, we are giving it to you free. Listen, relax. Put the world on stop. Don't even pause. Stop it. Stop. Put the world on stop. Sit down. Assess yourself. You know, ask yourself questions. Honestly. Some of you you don't want to when people ask you the questions, you get mad, you become angry, you become agitated. So now ask yourself the questions. You know, ask yourself how you are feeling, how you felt some months back or a year back, and then ask yourself if it's still the same. Has something changed? You know, has your behavior affected people positively or negatively? Has it affected you personally? Has it affected you positively or negatively? Have you lost touch with yourself? You need to ask yourself all these questions. Then after that, if you ask yourself these questions and you are sincere, you are honest with yourself, then you realize that there's something wrong with you. Then from there, you take the necessary measures or steps, you know, steps to picking yourself up. you know, steps to getting your life back on track. Pressure, put pressure yourself, you know, to come out of it or to get out of it. You take a start listening to music, start praying, because me it's helped me, so maybe you can also try it, but me it helped me. Start praying, start talking to God, you understand? But some of these, listen, some of these burdens or some of these weights on you can't lift them by yourself. You need help. Need help. So sometimes pray to God, you know, to bring help from somewhere, because you know God won't come himself, he would have to use someone else, you understand? So you pray to God to bring in the right people to help you, you know, to connect you to the right people. You understand? Another testimony. This is like a testimony.
Let's just end this. Then we will do just 5 minutes and just add it to it. So let's just end this episode.
How many minutes do we have?
We have only 1 minute, so let's just wrap it up. Let's just end this. Then we'll just do just a 5 minute thing and you just upload it to it. So with everything that I said, sure, from our therapist, today's episode, you just got a free therapist session with the one and only Delali. So just take it cool, just take it easy. Everywhere you are around the world, just take it cool. You can see whatever we just talk about. Everyone has a positive state, so you just have to let it kick in. So as much as we like to say, thank you to everyone, just take a time to enjoy Melon Sugar. See you same time next week.
Peace out.